Good morning. It's time for the Estate and Medicaid Planning Hour with the Herzog Law Firm.
Will you still need me? Will you still feed me when I'm 64?
Good morning. I'm Jane Marie Schaefer.
And good morning. I'm Kim Hantz.
And this is the Herzog Law Firm Estate and Medicaid Planning Show. Today is the girls' edition.
Right. Yeah. The holiday the holiday stand-ins.
Nothing wrong with that.
That's right. And so we are here to answer your questions about estate planning, elder law, Medicaid, guardianships, anything that's on your mind. You can please give us a call. It's 518-476-5900. And it's hard to believe it's the end of summer already.
I know. Well, end of summer, but the next 5 days don't indicate that, right?
I think that's true.
Is the temperature.
Day of fall is September 23rd.
I know.
So we have a few weeks to go, but I know what you're saying, yeah.
I know. Labor Day is just, you know.
It does typically mark early Fridays.
Kids back to school.
Well, that's a good thing sometimes, right? So.
Yeah, but now you have to start planning for school buses. Right? I forget about the whole school buses as they come out. You know?
So those, I don't know. Maybe is it in the country it's more of a problem, right? Because it's a little...
Just about everywhere.
I guess it's everywhere, right?
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah.
Little two-lane roads, you can't go around the bus. You
know? No.
Well, you can't go around the bus anywhere. So.
Well, I'm always skidding in anyway on two wheels because I'm always running late. So now I have to remember that the school buses are out and you're right, you can't get around them.
No, do not do that.
It takes a little longer.
Mm-hmm.
That's right. So we had speaking of the end of summer, we always do a summer outing for our firm.
Yeah.
And this year we did a really fun one. We were in two teams and we did an escape room, which was, for those of you who don't know, you go into this room and there's a story and there's puzzles and things that you need to figure out as part of the story. And you go through these different steps and actually different rooms. To ultimately escape. And because it was two teams, we were competing against each other to see who got out the fastest, who had the best score. Kim and I were on the same team, and ours was the castle theme.
Right. And when we were defeating the dragon.
That's right.
It was actually done fairly well. I mean, I haven't done a lot of them, but they can be a little cheesy and a little cheap. But this was done well. And
I had never done one, and I thought it was really done well, very fun.
And I think it did test our smarts.
It did.
And even some physical ability, right? Because we had to crawl through a
passageway.
Which I was a little nervous about.
The way you're describing it, it doesn't sound that much fun to me, but...
Right.
I mean, if I have to think and do physical activity, I don't know.
it was not a laid-back kind of activity.
Right. I mean, there was an alternative door that opened after 45 seconds.
But, I hope so.
You know, but it was funny. So we were laughing because I was saying that, Dave was saying... You know, somehow incorporate the escape room into what you talk about today. And as you were talking, I actually sort of did register with me, right? Because you were talking about the story and going through different, you know, a puzzle.
Puzzles.
Right.
Rooms,
and then different rooms and things like that. And it does kind of remind me of, because one of the things that I do with the firm is helping families sort of with a puzzle, right? Because long-term care and aging really can be a puzzle.
It is.
And trying to help understand what all of the options are and what people are eligible for. I'm working with a client right now. And interestingly enough, she really doesn't have any family. Her power of attorney, healthcare proxy, has been sort of estranged a little bit. And she has lots of pieces to her puzzle because she's, in a home that was no longer appropriate. So we actually worked with a volunteer organization through the Saratoga Senior Center with some volunteers, got her moved into an assisted living. Mm-hmm. Now we're working to prepare her house to get ready to sell.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's interesting because without someone without a healthcare proxy, without a power of attorney involved, it really leads to answer like, what do people do? What are their options? What can happen? And so we've been having that conversation with her and trying to identify someone else. And she's very vulnerable, right? She's really at risk of being taken advantage of, and has been taken advantage of by so-called friends. And so we've sort of been discussing different things. So I actually did reach out to her niece, who was her power of attorney. And as it turns out, the niece really wants to be involved and wants to be a part of what's happening and a part of her aunt's story, if you will. And so it's been through sort of that mediation process of trying to figure out. So there was a misunderstanding, and I think it was because of the client's early stages of dementia, stages of memory, that there was a whole misunderstanding. And because the niece really didn't understand that there was a cognitive issue going on or a memory deficit, it sort of turned into something it probably should have never turned into. So it's been really nice to sort of patch that relationship up a little bit, but also seeing somebody thrive in an environment. She's been at the assisted living a little over 10 days, and already she's so much brighter and happier. And,
oh, that's great.
You know, just seeing her engaged and having other friends. And
so that's fantastic.
Right. Yeah. You know, so there's another resident right down the hall that they've known each other for 50-some years, but sort of lost contact.
She's been able to find a friend.
And it's always nice to have happy endings, if you will. And so, like, our little escape room, we did have a happy ending because we were able to defeat the dragon.
We defeated the dragon and we escaped. That's right. But back to that theme. I mean, there were so many pieces of the puzzle that you were putting together for this lady. And she was fortunate to get hooked up with someone like you, because sometimes, as you said, if there isn't family around, there really isn't anyone to kind of put those pieces together. We have a call coming in, but after the call, I want to kind of break down some of those pieces of the puzzle that you were talking about.
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay, we have Nick from Clifton Park, our friend Nick. Hey, Nick, how you doing? Good morning.
Good morning.
Hi, Nick. Good morning.
Good morning.
How can we help you?
Good morning to you. So my question is about Medicare.
Sure.
Now, I'm 64 now. I just turned 64 in July. So when I turn 65 next July, I have to go on Medicare.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
My question is, I'm not collecting my Social Security yet. I want to wait till my full age, I believe, is 66 and 10 months.
Right.
And when I do have to go on Medicare, how am I going to wind up paying for that or whatever the case is?
All right. Good question, actually.
Yeah, so what's going to happen if you're not taking your Social Security at 65 or early, which a lot of people aren't, you're still required to go on Medicare, so they will send you a bill separately for that. Mm-hmm. And then you're going to just have to pay that from your pension or whatever other income you have, and you'll keep getting that bill until the time that you do choose to take Social Security.
Right, where it's an automatic deduction.
Right.
And the other thing that I always recommend is, you know, when you're starting this adventure of Medicare is really to meet with somebody who's a, so they're called HICAP counselors, and we like acronyms in our long-term care world, but it stands for Health Insurance Information Counseling Assistance Program. And it's particularly important when you're just starting out this journey, because there's so many different plans. So talk about puzzles. Medicare really is a huge puzzle, and you really want to meet with somebody who has a non-biased opinion. So there are lots of great plans out there, you know, that are CDPHP, MVP, Blue Shield, whatever, but you want to meet with somebody who can represent all of them. And every county through the Office on Aging or through New York Connects has a HICAP counselor. It's free of charge. They'll sit down with you and they'll really boils down to what medication you're on and the dosage.
Boy, sure does. I went through that myself. And make sure whoever you choose covers all your meds,
right,
or most of them.
Right. Mm-hmm. Well, and to that point, because it, you know, there are lots of plans out there that are no premium or deductible or whatever. And, you know, initially when you're younger, you may not have a lot of medications. You may not need, you know, certain things. But having the ability to be able to have your plan grow with you or need to change. That's why I tell people every single year during open enrollment, which is getting ready to hit us in October, right, you should be meeting with a HICAP counselor just to review things and make sure that everything's sort of in alignment.
What is that counselor you're talking about? What, say that slowly.
So it's just HICAP. So it's health.
HICAP counselor. And how would you contact one of those?
So just through your local county office for aging. So whatever county you're in, you said Clifton Park, so you could call the Saratoga County Office for Aging. And that their number is really easy to find. You can just, you know, Google it or information. And through the Office on Aging, you can schedule a time to meet with a HICAP counselor.
Gotcha.
But they're a great resource. And like I said, they have access to all the plans that are out there. And they have a non-biased opinion, which is really important. Because a lot of times if you're meeting with the others, they're just going to kind of sell you based on the commission they get. So, you know, super important to meet with somebody that doesn't matter, that's not part of, you know, what they're representing.
No, that makes sense. Well, I'll try to look that up and contact a HICAP counselor.
That sounds great.
That's good. Good luck with that.
Well, thank you for your help.
Yeah, of course. Thanks for the call.
Okay, take care.
That's a super important thing for people to understand, particularly going in for the first time, because then there are other things too, like, do I need a supplemental to go along with my regular, you know, Medicare? And do, you know, if I retired, does my retirement insurance, like, do I give that up?
Right.
You know,
do I keep it? Premium. Right.
And
that
then
is
there's
a big piece of the puzzle.
Right.
Your
and then there's,
insurance.
You know, something else called Epic, which again, when we talk about acronyms in long-term care, but it stands for the Elderly Pharmaceutical Insurance. Oh, I can't remember what the last one is, but
coverage. I'm just guessing.
All right, well, maybe it might be that, right? And that's another great thing to have, because that helps with supplemental costs to medications, particularly if you're on a medication that might have a high copay. But it also allows folks to be able to switch their Medicare once during the year, post open enrollment, if something changes. So that's another nice thing too about meeting with a HICAP counselor, is they're going to like talk to you about all of those things. So it's a sort of a one-stop shop for insurance needs.
That's right, because as you know, what pharmacy costs, drug costs can be one of your largest costs as
Well, and even if it just changes midstream. So, I mean, you know, again, I was working with a client that her dosage actually went down. So it went from like, I don't know, 20 milligrams to 10 milligrams. But her Medicare, her insurance, it doubled in the cost of the copay she had. So we were then able to enroll her with Epic, and then that by enrolling in Epic, it allowed her to then change to a more appropriate Medicare plan that would then cover the insurance or cover the prescription better. But, you know, again, when we talk about puzzles and like, you know, not understanding what all is out there, it's
that's one piece to the puzzle. And
it is.
Yeah. And we'll talk about some more pieces to the puzzle right after the break.
You've been listening to the Estate and Medicaid Planning Hour with the Herzog Law Firm. Join us every week to learn more about protecting the assets you've worked hard for, options available for Medicaid planning, and more. With offices located in Corporate Woods in Albany, West Harrison Street in Saratoga Springs, Executive Woods in Clifton Park, and 130 North Front Street in Kingston, our attorneys are here to help you. If you'd like to schedule an appointment to speak with David, Jane Marie, or Harry, please call us during normal business hours hours Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. To contact us at our Albany office, call 518-465-7581. Our Saratoga Springs office, 518-581-8131. Our Clifton Park office at 518-952-4010. And our Kingston office at 845-338-6405. Let the Herzog Law Firm help navigate a plan that works for you and your family. Now back to the Estate and Medicaid Planning Hour with the Herzog Law Firm.
And welcome back. I'm Jane Marie Schaefer.
And I'm Kim Hantz.
And this is the Herzog Law Firm, Estate and Medicaid Planning Show. And we're here to answer your questions. You can give us a call at 518-476-5900. And before we get back to pieces of the puzzle, I want to talk about a big event that's coming up in the fall. It comes up every fall, and that's the Alzheimer's Walk. Yeah, and we are a sponsor, and we participate in those. And I'll just give the dates first, and then, Kim, you can just talk a little bit more about them.
Sure.
So September 30th, it's in Schenectady at Mohawk Harbor.
Right.
October 14th, there's two at the same day, and one is in Queensbury, SUNY Adirondack. The other one is in Columbia County at the Columbia Green Community College. And then on October 21st is the Albany one at Siena College.
Right.
Yeah. And these are great walks to raise awareness for Alzheimer's, fundraise for Alzheimer's research. And also just meet a lot of other people who are there for the cause. And the walks are just a really great, fun time.
Yeah. We often refer to it as the world's largest support group, you know?
Yes.
Because there's a little bit of everything. And what's nice, too, is, you know, there's a lot of vendors that are there, sponsors that you can visit with and talk about the different services that are available. Mm-hmm. And we meet with many people who have varying degrees of Alzheimer's, you know, from the very earliest stages to most advanced. And there's a lot of assistance and help that's needed through all of those different stages. So it's really a wonderful way to become more aware about everything that's available, A, through the Alzheimer's Association, but also through all of the participants that
yes,
are there as well.
Sure, it is. And we have a caller now. So we have Nick from Colony. Good morning.
Good morning. I have a trust, revocable trust, and I have a power of attorney. And in the trust, there's a brokerage account, a annuity, and a cash, like a bank account.
Okay.
My question is, the annuity's coming up for maturity, mm-hmm. and I'm not happy with the investments in my brokerage account. What do I have to do in order to make any movement of that those things? And will it? My trust has been in force for a year now. Will that affect the countdown time that's involved?
So let me just clarify there. So I thought you said revocable trust, but it sounds like you have an irrevocable trust?
No, revocable.
Okay, so revocable trust, they don't protect your assets for Medicaid. Only irrevocable trusts do. So just wanted to clarify that. Does that sound
okay?
Okay.
I may be confused on that, but my understanding was I had to switch it, and I got an amendment. Initially, whatever I had didn't do what you're talking about, and then an amendment was done.
Okay.
And I don't know if it actually would it say right on there what
It would say. I don't know if we did it for you or not, but it could say irrevocable.
Yes.
It would say the family trust on there. So
yes, it does say that.
Okay, good. All right. So now I'm clear. So you had a revocable trust and you changed it to an irrevocable trust to start the clock on protecting your assets. Sound right?
Yeah, no, it says the family trust.
That's it.
Say that.
Okay, good. All right. So now that I know which type of trust we're dealing with, because there's differences between the two, even with an irrevocable trust, you can change what type of assets the trust invests in. The only difference is you have a trustee appointed on the trust. That's usually a family member, maybe one of your children. And they are the ones who have to actually do that for you. But there's no limitation on what types of investments, and you can move things around all within the trust.
So it does, don't have to come into the firm and get permission slip or whatever to do any of that?
You don't need our permission slip, no. You don't.
Well, my question, because I called...
Uh-oh. Oh, I think you're...
Nick, we lost you. You're breaking up a little bit there. Can you repeat what you just said?
I called and I had to move some money, and they said I had to come in order to get something done in order to move some money out of the trust.
Oh, well, that's a different story. So if you're just moving money within the trust, right? Let's say you're moving money from mutual fund A over to mutual fund B, and it's still in the trust, your trustee can do that. Where the limitations come in are if you want to take money out of the trust. If you want to take money out of the trust, there's a special way you have to do that. There's a document called a partial revocation of trust, and that has to be signed by you and all of the beneficiaries of the trust. And
okay, very good.
Okay, so if you want to take money out, that would be what you would do. If you're just changing investments, then you and your trustee can go ahead and arrange that.
Thank you very much. Appreciate it.
You're welcome. Have a good weekend.
Well, that's another, like, talk about pieces of the puzzle, right? Is making sure your long-term care plan aligns with what your goals are. Because a lot of times people have things and they don't really understand or remember
what type of trust. And they sound very similar, revocable, irrevocable. It's confusing.
Right. And then, you know, because we talk so much about look-backs and things like that, is really understanding what you do have. And Phil and I are working with a client right now who... in 2004, signed paperwork and thought that was done, but the deeds were never filed. Ooh. Nothing was ever done. So fast forward to the actual long-term event happening, and we feel really bad for the client because there's a family camp that's at risk, you know, and mom, who's now the surviving spouse, is her dementia is so bad that we really can't change any of the documents and things like that. So, you know, we're working really hard to try to keep her at home as long as possible so that, you know, that family camp can be protected. But it's just, it's heartbreaking, you know, because the kids really did think that everything was done.
Right. And that's another piece to the puzzle. And, you know, one way you can do that is, you know, we always talk to clients after you're done with your estate plan is how often should you look at it again, change it. So when we suggest every 5 years is a ballpark, but, you know, whenever life changes happen and, you know, to come in and meet with us, you know, we'll look over everything and we're going to ask you at that point because we'll see, okay, is your house transferred to the trust or is this brokerage account in the trust?
Right.
And that's really important because that's, as we're talking about puzzle pieces, right?
Right.
Pieces to the puzzle are, where are your investments, right? Where are your legal documents? What's your housing situation?
Right.
You know, those are all important. It sounds like she had a death, right? So that would have been
right. So the husband died and he unexpectedly.
Unexpectedly.
And you know, all the plans that we were putting in place were for mom, for care and things like that. And then dad suddenly became sick and then died very quickly within a short period of time. So even at the point that he was sick, we weren't able to really, you know, meet with him or do anything because it did happen so fast. It progressed so fast that we weren't able to do that. And that's the thing that's so heartbreaking.
Yes.
Is, you know, in most cases, what I say to people is we're almost always able to, you know, create
a plan,
some kind of plan, right, that works towards the benefit. But there are occasions where we're like, our hands are tied, nothing can be done because, you know, somebody's dementia has progressed beyond the point of being able to sign new documents or, you know, do things. And that's just, it is really heartbreaking to see that happen.
That's right. And that's another reason why I know Dave says this all the time. The power of attorney is the most important document that you can have. And you need to sign it now, or, you know, while you're well. even though you don't think you need it. And that's just preparing in advance. And you could be 35, you could be 65. You still should have it done because things can happen.
Well, and like we say in general, people should have, everyone should have a, you know, over the age of 18.
Yes.
Should have a power of attorney healthcare proxy.
That's
right. And it's been a big thing that, you know, I'm in that point where a lot of my friends' kids are in college or, you know, leaving and doing those things or, you know, kind of launching into their adult lives. And it's been one of the things that I say, it's like the best graduation present you can give is, you know, schedule an appointment and make sure you have that healthcare proxy and power of attorney, particularly if your kids are going to be far away. Because having access and the ability to have communication in the event something happens, you know, the unforeseen or unplanned happens. It's one thing that we can take care of.
Yeah, I have a client I've had for a while, and he wanted his son and daughter to get their documents done. Mm. And, you know, one was graduated, one was just going away to college. And he explained it to them, kind of prepped them ahead of time. We made it all formal. They came in, they each met with me, we went over everything, and they really got it, you know? They understood why they had to do it, they got it signed. The daughter was going, then she went off to college. She had her healthcare proxy with her in case, you know.
Right.
They needed to contact her parents. And I'm sure she was more prepared than most people in her dorm.
You know? Right. Well, and I mean, a lot of stuff that we do is, it's not rainbows and butterflies, right?
I know. Right.
But what we're trying to do is help sort of negate, you know, kind of going back to our princess story yesterday, you know, we're trying to keep the dragon at bay, right? Because we do see what happens in so many circumstances where unplanned things happen.
Right. And a lot of it is because you didn't do legal, you know, medical events you can't prevent necessarily, right? But your legal documents, your financial planning, those types of things you can try and get done ahead of time.
Right. You know, Dave called me the other day. He's got a friend, and dad had a really bad fall and is now dealing with a really serious head injury. And really questionable as to whether or not he's capable, and isn't really walking at this point, but is bound and determined that he's going home. And so, you know, the kids are really struggling because there's a big fight. And, of course, on top of that, no planning has been done.
Right.
So in order to really facilitate being able to help him and meet some goals, it's been really hard.
Yeah, so that's tough. You have to see if he has capacity to get legal documents done, right? I mean, we deal with guardianships all the time. There's not, you know, I won't get into talking about that at length, but briefly, if you don't have these documents done, you have to go to court to have a guardianship done.
Right.
And that is something you want to avoid. But not to end on that sad note, you know, it's Labor Day weekend. Hope everyone gets out and enjoys the nice weather. It's actually going to be a nice weekend for a change.
With no rain.
With no rain.
And it's going to be hot.
And it's going to be hot, which is good.
I have to turn my AC back on, which really bugs
me will.
Out.
Have a wonderful weekend, everyone.
Have a great holiday weekend. Stay safe.
Thank you for listening to the Estate and Medicaid Planning Hour with the Herzog Law Firm. For more information on their services, please visit herzoglaw.com. If you'd like to speak with one of their attorneys, please contact the Albany office at 518-465-7581, the Saratoga office at 518-581-8131, or their Kingston office at 845-338-6405.